Welcome, anime enthusiasts, to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Join us as we dive into the vibrant world of anime, where every frame is a canvas and every character a story waiting to be told. In this podcast, we'll explore the vast landscapes of different anime genres, dissecting the elements that make them beloved by fans around the globe. Get ready for lively discussions, passionate debates, and insights that will deepen your appreciation for the art of Japanese animation. Whether you're a seasoned otaku or just dipping your toes into this captivating universe, the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast is your go-to destination for all things anime. So grab your favorite snack, settle into your comfiest spot, and join us as we embark on this anime-filled journey together. We're your hosts, Brayden and Nicholas, and this is the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. We are back. We haven't recorded in a very long time because school started. I'm in football, and we had some games on Saturday. And he started high school. So, yeah, we've been very busy. But don't worry, we're not gone. We're just getting started with our anime adventure. Wow, that rhymed. Okay, that was pretty cool. Well, it didn't rhyme, but okay, anyway. So today, we are going to be doing more stuff about One Piece, and better yet, more Devil Fruit stuff, except we're not just going to be ranking more Devil Fruits, because there's no more Devil Fruits to rank. Instead, we are going to be explaining Devil Fruits. Now, you guys are probably already thinking, well, you guys already explained One Piece power system. But we explained it as a broad term in a whole. We didn't go into the nitty-gritty details, especially about two of the categories, maybe three. One Piece. Devil Fruit and Sword. Because Sword is... ugh. And Devil Fruit, there's a lot more stuff that we need to explain about Devil Fruits that we couldn't really condense into one video about the holy power system in One Piece. The whole power system. So we're going to be doing that today. We're going to start off with ranking. Or not ranking. Oh my gosh. Explaining. We're going to be explaining Devil Fruits in One Piece. I did it. Okay. So. Devil Fruits. First off, let me just start by saying. These are not common. Right? So some people might think. Well, I don't want the Kilo Devil Fruit because it sucks. If you find a Devil Fruit in the One Piece world, you probably want to eat it. Or don't if you like swimming. But if you don't like swimming and don't like water, definitely eat it. Because even if it's a Paramecia type, it is not common.
And there's one thing about Devil Fruits everybody forgets. Devil Fruits, you have no clue what they are. No clue.
Have you had the slaughter
there? There is no book, no merchant, nobody to tell you who and what it is, what it does.
So, you're basically just rolling a gacha and seeing what you eat. Because you don't know just by looking at, oh, yep, that's definitely the phoenix fruit. No, you don't know.
I mean,
know.
Sure, you can guess a lot of them. And Blackbeard knew what fruit he was eating when he saw the dark fruit. That's because he actually went out to research it. And if you're a regular pirate, you have no clue.
So you're just gonna, you're probably just gonna eat it no matter what it is. Because devil fruits, yeah, even if it's a bad fruit, you still get powers.
Yeah, and those powers are like, they're just something only you can do. Like, even if it's like, the noise cancellation fruit, that's a 1 in 400 chance that you get something absolutely garbage. Even some like terrible fruits and theoretical fruits aren't bad once you master them.
Exactly. And also, I'd just like to point this out in case you missed the memo, and I hope you didn't. If you eat a devil fruit, you cannot swim. And I'm pretty sure I'm theorizing a theory. Yep, totally. I'm theorizing theories. It's probably because it's a devil fruit. A devil. It doesn't like the sea. Or along those lines.
One of the main myths, and Shanks actually said this himself, devil fruits were fruits enchanted by the devils of the sea, and when eating one, the sea turns against you, which would explain why when you eat a fruit, you can't swim. The sea hates you because you have a devil in you.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the very basics of a devil fruit. Let's get into the more nitty-gritty details. Like something that Ace kind of pointed out. Well, he didn't really point out, but it was emphasized that this happens. If you have two people that eat a devil fruit, right? I'm the number. I eat it first, and then Nicholas eats it second. I get the elemental abilities, or whatever abilities that is composed in that devil fruit. So, I just took a bite of the phoenix fruit. I don't know why I'm rephrasing the phoenix fruit so much, but yeah. I took a bite of the phoenix fruit, and then he takes a bite. I get the powers of the phoenix fruit. He does not. He just gets an awful taste in his mouth.
Okay, so a lot of people might be confused how, like, what are the drawbacks of using a devil fruit? What are the conditions? What do you have to do? Now, we don't actually, like, know how people activate them. Was it tensing your hand or just thinking really hard? I'm guessing it's probably somewhat like Avatar's bendings. But you have to do, it's only really just stances and all that. And reading through the articles here, I've actually learned something pretty interesting.
Indeed.
Devil fruits grow. Their powers grow. If you use them and condition them and train with them, they become strong. Very strong.
Okay, so that emphasizes our point that no matter what devil fruit you get, it is not weak. Besides the clothing fruit. But that only, it literally only puts clothing on you. And also, that's a very rare chance of every devil fruit you eat it being the clothing devil fruit. But, you know, if you
get... It is an incredibly low chance that you find a very bad fruit.
Yeah, I mean, because all, like, the Kilo fruit, yeah, it's bad because, you know, it was introduced in old One Piece. And also, it's One Piece. Everyone has a devil fruit. And in the grand scheme of things, every devil fruit is decently good, except a couple. Alrighty. Now let's move on to the categories of devil fruits. We already ranked literally every single devil fruit in each respective category, but we didn't really talk about the categories and what they actually mean.
I mean, we did miss four, but those aren't really important.
Like what? What did we miss?
Do we want to talk about those today? They are the four devil fruits that do not have a canon category.
We'll do that later. But for now,
yeah,
let's talk about each category. Paramecia, Logia, and Zoan. Those are the three main categories. So, let's go over the two first, because Paramecia is kind of... Okay. So, Logia. Logia gives you a random elemental ability. Let's say I ate a fruit. It kind of looks like it has flames off of it. I just got the flame devil fruit. Good job, me, because it's very
good. What it is.
Yeah, it's flames. And these elemental powers are, well, powerful, because spitting fire at someone, it's going to hurt. And also you gain a special ability called Logia Invulnerability. And makes you immune to all attacks that are not imbued with Haki, which we've already explained. Haki is just the manifestation of your soul. Yeah. And if you don't have Haki, you can't hit them. Or if you know their elemental weakness.
You can, but not always. For example, like the sand fruit, if I dip my hand in the water and then punch the sand fruit user, I can hit him. But regular punches and regular weapons probably won't work on him.
Also, this is where I'd like to mention something real quick. Some Logias are not built equally with their elemental weaknesses. Let's take, what's a really powerful... The Ice Fruit, for example. It really doesn't have an elemental weakness. I mean, Fire's its supposed elemental weakness, but it's really not.
But even then, the ice is just so cold.
Exactly. And then the sand fruit just get them a little bit wet. It's
like you can literally just spit on your hands and rub it and then punch him.
But anyway, Logias are more powerful no matter what, because elemental abilities.
Even the smoke fruit has some use.
Yeah. Okay, next up, Zoan. Zoan, you're able to turn into an animal. That be it a mythical animal, an ancient animal, or a regular animal. We'll talk about the ancient and the mythical in a minute. You can turn into stuff like a giraffe. Or a rhino. Again,
just like every fruit, it's something specific. You can't just turn into a random animal unless your devil fruit is, you know, made to do that. If your devil fruit is the giraffe fruit, you can't turn into an elephant. You can only turn into a giraffe.
Which, to be honest with you, being a giraffe would suck, but...
Yeah, only a six-party user could actually make use of it.
Yeah. Hopefully you get the rhino fruit. But anyway, Zoans by themselves, besides maybe the leopard fruit, aren't really that powerful.
Most of them are pretty weak, unless they're awakened. As far as we know, there is no limit to on what fruits can or cannot be awakened.
Yes.
Awakening for Zoans means a much stronger form. Awakening for Logias means, actually, we don't know, but my guess is probably a lot better control over your element and, you know, more of it. And then Paramecias allow you to affect the environment around you instead of just yourself. For example, string fruit, you can turn other things into string.
Now, Paramecias. Paramecias are kind of just, if it's not a Logia or a Zoan. Like, let's say I really, really wanted to become immune to swords and be able to spread my body in ways that you shouldn't be able to. That's the chop fruit, which is a Paramecia. Let's say I wanted to stretch and be able to take cannonballs and repel them back at other people. That's the rubber fruit. It's a Paramecia. It's basically anything from being very cool to very dumb. It's
literally anything.
It's literally anything besides elemental abilities or animals. So, that's pretty much it for the Paramecias. Now, here's where it gets complicated. Oh, boy. So, there's something called a special Paramecia. So, there's only one. And it's the mochi fruit. The mochi fruit, So, you're able to create and control, and I believe transform into mochi, correct?
Yeah, transform, which means it should be a Logia. If you guys were listening, you know it technically is a Logia.
However,
but no, it's a Paramecia.
And the reason it's a Paramecia is because when you punch the mochi user, they take damage. But if they direct their mochi in to that area that you just punched, it goes right through.
They can transform themselves into a, They can transform into mochi, but it's not like Logias where it's automatic. They have to focus on it.
Okay. You ready to move on to the next special category? Special Logias. There's only one again. And it's the dark fruit. So, it basically does the opposite effect of the mochi. They should be switched around. Because the dark fruit, you don't get any Logia invulnerability. In fact, you get the opposite. You take more pain.
Yeah, pain. You stub your toe, and it's like someone shot your toe.
However, you still receive the same amount of damage. The pain factor is just multiplied by 2.5, which is a lot. It hurts a lot.
I mean, like, you get flicked on the forehead, and it's like someone slapped you.
Yeah, exactly. And if you get punched, well, you just got an earthquake on you or something.
I don't know, your skull got caved in.
Yeah. Okay, now let's move on to Zoan.
Like, a little bit of fire, and you're debilitated.
Let's move on to Zoan. Zoan has two categories, which are actually kind of cool categories. So first, let's do mythical, because it's kind of easier. So, mythical Zoan is basically any mythical creature. So, dragons, phoenixes, kitsunes, and something else.
There was Niue?
Buddhas?
Niue. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So, something I should also mention about devil fruits, I don't think we talked about yet. There are models of fruits, which don't mean they're the same fruit that just spawn rare. They're technically different fruits. For example, there's, in some land out there, there's a bird fruit. And then, in this other island, there's this eagle fruit, which is the bird fruit model eagle. Bird fruit model phoenix, much more. Yeah.
Okay, and let's continue with mythical. So there's also a Buddha and a god, which is the Hito Hito no Mi model Nika sun god?
It's actually just Nika.
Okay, well, Nika. Nika's stupid whatever. Screw them, I guess. Right? Probably.
Well,
I mean, they're not really Zoan, because they're not animals. They're just...
I mean, technically a human is an animal.
Okay, we're gonna move on. Next up, Ancient Zoan. Ancient Zoan is just dead stuff.
Yeah, if you're dead, boom, you're here. Good job.
Now you're Ancient Zoan. You can turn into dinosaurs, and I actually think that's it.
Yeah, no, that's it. And long-dead versions of spiders.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, and a snake.
Yeah, and then there was a snake, yeah.
The Ancient Zoans aren't that much better compared to the regular, because they're just animals that are dead.
Yeah, really, it's just, yeah.
Now, the thing is, with the categories of the devil fruits, I mean, I guess they should exist, but not really. Like, should they exist?
Should what?
The category, like, mythical Zoan, and mythical, or ancient Zoan, and...
I mean, I guess it's cool, but it's also very unnecessary.
And very confusing. And especially special...
Although I am glad for it, because we didn't have to do one big category, just... this is part 7 of the Zoans.
And also, especially, something especially confusing is special Paramecians and special Logias, because when I first talked about it with you, Nicholas, I didn't understand it at all. Now I do, but it's still more unclear than it could be. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, it is just way too confusing. That's why we're explaining it today. Okay. Now, devil fruits are very powerful. I mean, they come in basically anything you can think of. Light, they got one. Darkness, they got one. Quakes, they got one. Clothing, they got one. There's a lot of them. And they all, I believe, all have a unique look to them.
There are no two devil fruits that look exactly the same.
They might have the same shape, but they never, ever have the same color.
They never look exactly the same. For sure, you'll probably see another yellow lightning-looking fruit, but it is not going to look exactly the same. If you put them side by side, there are going to be, like, 17 differences.
Yeah, also... Speaking of which, the more you go down the line, the rarer the devil fruits get. Let's take... So, Paramecias, right? They're the bottom of the barrel. They're not rare.
There are a lot more Paramecias than there are anything else.
They're really rare, but they're not as rare as Logias. Now, I believe Logias are rarer than regular Zoans.
Okay, now... I want to explain something to all of you and to Brayden, because you might not know it.
Okay.
Technically, there is no rarity for any devil fruit. They all exist at the same time if no one has eaten it. I could gather up every uneaten fruit, and none of them are rarer than each other.
But technically,
as long as nobody's eaten it, as long as nobody's, I don't know, has it, then, you know, it's just...
It's in there. However, it technically has a rarity.
Because there's a certain amount. There are like 50-ish logias. But there are over 300 paramecias.
And so logia, I think, is the next rarest, right?
Actually, no.
Regular Zoan is?
It goes paramecia, Zoan, and then it goes logia.
However,
and then undetermined.
Then we need to take into account mythical Zoan and ancient Zoan.
Yeah, but that... Okay. So, do you really think, counting every type of Zoan, that it is more... Actually, let me just get a count. Okay.
Well, the thing is, also...
Okay. So, turns out I was completely wrong about my counts. There are a total of 58 Zoans.
Okay.
135 Paramecias. Okay. 16 Logias.
Oh, wow.
And 4 Undetermined.
Okay. Well.
Although, there is one thing I have to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, there are a near infinite amount of Zoans. For example, even the mere existence of a Tori Tori no Mi implies the existence of other bird devil fruits.
And the existence of land creatures, the existence of, I don't know, let's say the giraffe, means that the cow can exist. Basically, every single land creature
can Every exist. Single creature can exist, which means technically there are thousands upon millions of Zoans.
We just don't know. But
and that
likely.
Brings me to something else I have to mention. While there are rarities of fruits, there is something very interesting, the creation of devil fruits. Uh-huh. I am not quite sure anymore upon the creation of devil fruits. I'm not sure how they were created, but this is what I believe, because I think I heard it on a video or something. I don't know. I'm sharing it with you guys. Devil fruits are created when they go to this weird devil fruit machine. I think it was made by Vegapunk. Then you really have to want this. What is your greatest desire? My greatest desire is to be able to control the lands. If I really wanted that with all of my heart, purely and solely, that devil fruit would be manifested and created.
Permanently. Yeah, that's actually a really cool theory. And also, I'd just like to explain to you guys, there are some devil fruits in, like we said, all logias aren't created equally. Well, that's also true for paramecias, but it's especially true for paramecias.
Because paramecias go from broken to literal garbage.
So, we have on this, on one spectrum, one end of the stick, the clothing devil fruit that allows you to wear clothes very good.
Oh, yeah, you can just, you can,
wear some clothes.
How do I say this? You can transform anything, into clothes that you can put them on people, and you can wear them.
Okay. And then in the other end of the spectrum, we have, I don't know, the string fruit that allows you to manipulate other people, cut literal buildings. Awakened, it allows you to turn anything into string, allows you to create a cage that if anyone tries to exit will kill themselves.
Again, all with strings. Many fruits aren't created equal, but they're all created, just created. They're all there.
And they're all, actually, most of them are pretty cool.
Most of them are cool, and a lot of them are dumb.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to take that back. A lot of them are actually really dumb.
Like, completely dumb.
Yeah, also completely pointless, because really, there's no point in adding new filler devil fruits. Besides the ash devil fruit, I guess. Because that's kind of cool.
The ash devil fruit, that was a canon one.
Oh, yeah, it was. Well, most of the filler devil fruits are terrible, so there's really no point in creating filler devil fruits because filler, I hate watching filler.
I mean, in One Piece, it fits. Like, you expect something crazy and zany from One Piece. So you kind of expect to get that weird filler. But it doesn't fit with, like, Naruto.
No, it really doesn't.
Because Naruto, there's, like, no reason. It's ninja missions. There's no crazy stuff, despite what the terrible movies want you to think. It's not that kind of anime.
No, it is not. It is a ninja fighting, super cool show. But anyway, we should probably focus on One Piece.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea. Okay. So, let's see. What else is there about Devil Roots, we think?
I
actually don't know. I think that might be it.
Give me a second to find something.
Well, in the meantime... Okay, actually, there's another thing I can think of. Yeah, okay. So, this is something that might really confuse somebody. If they don't already know. Because it's a pretty obvious topic, but if they don't know, it's really confusing. So, people don't just get their Devil Fruit and then get all the abilities of the Devil Fruit. You have to create your own abilities. However, the thing is, I don't really know why people in One Piece just don't not create abilities.
I mean, okay, I'm back. I'm just hearing what you were saying, and there's something I have to mention.
Okay.
The users of these Devil Fruits don't just go wandering around trying to shoot flames or trying to shoot off their legs with guns.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Yeah, no.
They know the name of their Devil Fruit and what it can do right after they eat it. Mm-hmm. Except in, like, a few cases, like when you're super young and you don't really know what it means, you know, stuff like that.
Well, also, like, people have to learn their techniques, right? Because Luffy didn't just eat his Devil Fruit and go,
Gomu Gomu no Pisto. No, he spent, like, years of his child life learning and creating the Gomu Gomu no Mi pistol. It's... Like, do you think Gear Third was just something he could do right off the bat? No, of course he couldn't do it. Or else Crocodile would have been dead on the first chapter.
Yeah, just get himself a little wet. Bang, he's literally one shot. But no. No, that didn't happen that way. And it's kind of sad that people don't know, like, about all the techniques. Because it... Yeah, I don't really know how to say this, but, like, just a lot of people think that they just instantly get the techniques, or that they just go willy-nilly in a battle, not knowing what to do. Because, actually, that might be effective, but it also could be very ineffective, because if they go into a battle willy-nilly, not actually knowing their full techniques, right? So they're just, like, spamming their... Alright, so I'm in this battle with no techniques, but I'm just gonna punch and flail around a bunch. No, that's terrible.
You can't. You don't know your techniques, but you know how to use your Devil Fruit. If as long as you're creative enough, like Doflamingo was with the String Fruit, almost every Devil Fruit can become powerful in its own way. Even the eating Devil Fruit got a little strong.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to write a review, donate if you'd like, and we'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.